Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with Jay Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense to you, I encourage you to check out episode zero, where I explain that joke as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. And if you are watching, you see that once again, I am privileged to be joined by the CACS community, which is a faith-based mastermind. We meet each Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the funny thing is, we actually recorded an episode last week, but my computer became unplugged and I got frozen, and I didn't want you to have to see me staring at the screen like this for a minute. So the mastermind got a hold of it, but I didn't publish it as an episode. And quite honestly, I could get in there and edit it, but man, I do not enjoy video editing. So anyway, we're back together here. This is a great group of folks. We have authors, we have editors, we have illustrators, we have pastors, course creators, just a wonderful group of creatives. And we meet every week. And when I get the opportunity, I like to bring them in for the podcast. So if you're watching the podcast on YouTube right now, you get to see all these great faces. But otherwise, if you're listening, just know they're there cheering along with you guys. Now, here's our topic. Here's where I'd like to go. One of the questions in both marketing that I receive and questions that I receive when it comes down to just being a creative is the monetization process. How do we actually get to the point where we sell something and make money? And I joke with my coaching clients that the struggle is to go from free to fee. How do I get to the point where I actually ask someone to give me a dollar? And we might be a little sheepish, or we might be a little hesitant or less confident, maybe even a little embarrassed to say this book costs $7.99 or this course costs $500. Or a marketing package costs thousands of dollars. At some point in time, we have to overcome that fear, or overcome maybe even a little bit of imposter syndrome, and know that what we've done or what we've put our time into is worthwhile for someone to enjoy and even worthwhile for someone to purchase. But how do we get there? So this conversation today is going to be a bit more, forgive the terminology, a bit more meta. What's the mindset we go from creativity to monetization? So that's where we're going. So if you're listening or watching, if you own a company, if you're a course creator, if you're an author, if you're a coach, even you could be a real estate agent. At some point in time, you're asking people for money. How do you get there? I'm going to focus today more on creative output, meaning I'm speaking more to coaches, course creators, authors, and that kind of thing. So here's where we start. You have to ask yourself personally this question. So if you're watching or listening, just internally, I want you to ask yourself this question. When you get an idea, like I've got this thing, where does your brain go first? Does it go to the creative process, or does it go to monetization? Does it go to creativity, or does it go to selling something? Here's how you'll know how you're wired. And there's nothing wrong with either one of those, by the way. There's nothing wrong. They both play a part. But here's how you know. You're driving down the road and you get an idea. You know you're bent towards creativity if you immediately go, okay, that would have 12 chapters, or I need to create 6 videos for that, or I could include this thing that I once wrote. That means your brain is built more towards the creative process. Or you get an idea and you go, oh, I know a person that could really benefit from that. I know this one person that I could sell that to. Nothing wrong with either one of those, but your brain probably goes more towards one or the other. And it's funny, over the course of my career, I have progressed from one to the other. Starting out as an English major and an English teacher, I used to be bent towards the creative process. I'd get an idea and I'd be like, oh, I can't wait to write this thing. I can't wait to create it. Nothing wrong. That's where I started. But I went into sales. And then I went into management, and management was based upon revenue. went into seminary, and all of a sudden I kind of went back into that creative process, right? It was writing papers. It was communicating. But even then, my brain, when I became a pastor, it was, I had this idea, this person would grow from this. This person would benefit from it. It was sort of the spiritual side of monetization, right? I began to immediately think, oh, this could apply in this way. And then when you own your own business, ideas come across, I immediately begin to monetization because I got to live, I got to eat. You know, basically, I'm running a business. And so it's okay where you are, but it's important to understand which one you're geared towards. It doesn't necessarily mean you're weak in the other area, but it does mean you're stronger. It really does. You know, so I know for me, if I get an idea, I go towards monetization or I go to my target audience. Here's what you have to do, whichever one you fall into. And this is really important because we forget the other. Understand who you are. This is where you go. Let's say, first of all, you're bent towards creativity first. Fantastic. One is not better than the other. You get an idea and you immediately begin planning chapters, or you begin planning elements of a course, or you begin envisioning what it might look like visually, or even begin thinking of characters and development. Fantastic. The important thing for you, since that's where you're more geared towards, is to begin thinking, okay, as I think through this creative process, who am I writing this for? And I mean in a human level. Some folks do this to honor God. Some people do this as an expression of their gifting. But as you begin creating and you start developing that, you've got to ask yourself, who am I creating this for? On a human level, who is going to actually consume this? Who is going to purchase it? I'm not asking you to sacrifice the integrity of what you create or to compromise what you create. But in the midst of your creation process, if you can create in the business world your ideal target or your avatar in mind, the creative process will be shaped in such a way that your audience of monetization will be more open to receive it. Does that make sense? I'll say it again. If you're bent towards creativity, if you can just think a little bit, who's going to consume it? Who's going to buy it? Who's going to want it? As you pursue that creativity and the expression of it, you are creating in such a way that it'll be easier for you to sell it to someone or give it to someone to sell for because you've got a target audience in mind. Now, you may say, I create and create, and anybody who wants to buy it, I don't care, it's fine. That is 100% okay. It really is. Just recognize that you're probably creating for yourself and you might sell a few things along the way. That's fine. But if you would like to monetize what you're selling, as you begin that creative process of that new idea, begin to think, who might actually want this? Who might consume it? Who might benefit from it? And allow your creative process with integrity to begin to move towards a target audience. Now, let's say you're on the other side of your brain and you get an idea and you immediately think, man, I know that realtors are really going to need this. Or you get an idea and it's like, I really know that seminary students are really going to benefit from this. You immediately go to monetize it. You might even go, I got an idea. I can make a lot of money from that. It's fine. We all got to live. If that's where you go first, here's the funny thing. You're eventually going to do the whole process over. You start with, if you've got that monetization idea, you start with, give me a profile of my target client. If that's what you've been, if your ideas immediately go to monetization, do the work and create your target client. Who are they? What are their needs? What would a product like this, how would it help them? What problem would it solve? What happens if their problem is not solved? How might my course creation book solve that problem? Do that profile first, And then guess what? You got to go back and do what I just mentioned. Then you got to create it with them in mind and then move towards monetization. One way or the other, you still have to create with someone in mind and monetize it. But your brain is going to go one way or the other. You're going to think creativity first or monetization first. Whichever one it is, you still got to go through the process. So let me back that up and walk it through you again. If you are creatively minded first with your idea, fantastic. Begin sketching out or creating the scope of what that is. But keep in mind who might want to purchase this and allow your creativity to move towards that person. You eventually have got to sell it to them one way or the other. But if you are monetization first, which is fine, create a profile of your target client, their needs, and how you're going to meet it. Then you got to go back and create it and get there. One way or the other, if you want to sell something effectively, both of you have to target somebody. If you would like to sell things effectively and you would like to make some revenue from it, the most effective way to do that is to target an ideal client as specifically as possible. So, in summary, are you creative minded first or are you monetization minded first? If you're creative minded first, do your sketching of what you're going to create, but begin to think, who is this helping? And allow your creativity and move in that direction. If you're monetization first, make a profile of who you're going to actually create this for. And once you've got that profile, you have to go back and start and go from there. You might say, which one's better? It doesn't matter. As long as your creative product has an avatar or a target client in mind, either way is fine. It's really a left or a right brain process. I will tell you that both sides have a weakness. The monetization side thinks this is a great idea. I can sell it and sell it, but they might be that a little weak in actually creating something they want. The creative mind often doesn't want to think who's going to buy this. They want to be pure creatives. If you can meld the two, leaning on your strengths, you have a better chance of actually selling your book, your course, your product, or your service. So guys, I hope that's helpful. We can do a deep dive on this. If anyone is ever interested, please reach out to me. This is the deep dive we do with the Capitalize Your Best program. I'd love to help you. But for right now, I hope this podcast has been helpful in getting you down the way. It might help you actually overcome some of the roadblocks of creativity you've had. I'm going to hop into a conversation now with the mastermind. If any of you guys are ever interested in joining us there, just message me. We'll let you join us for free. It'll be a lot of fun. So guys, I look forward to talking to you again next week. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.